Witamy w ten piękny środowy poranek. Jesteśmy w Radiu Fenix i dzisiejszy poranek będzie specjalny, ponieważ mamy specjalnego gościa, o którym opowie więcej nam Kamil i Kasia.
Tak, w studiu jest dzisiaj ze mną pani Bumi Dalia. Thanks a lot for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
I dzisiejszy wywiad będzie przeprowadzony właśnie w języku angielskim, gdyż nasz dzisiejszy gość pracuje u nas jako tak zwany native speaker, czyli wykładowca języka angielskiego, którego językiem ojczystym jest właśnie język angielski. So, Bumi, why Poland? Why exactly did you have you chose to work here, or like have someone told you to work here?
No, not really. I applied to the Fulbright program, and it turned out that Poland chose me. There's a Fulbright commission in Poland that reached out to me back in September, I believe, and they had a position available at the University of Rzeszów, and we had an interview. I spoke with them, and it just felt like a dream come true. I wanted to always teach at a university, and I wanted to be in a different culture, in a country that I didn't know really anything about, so it felt like opportunity was knocking on the door, and I just had to take it, and here I am, and 4 months in, or 5 months in, to the grant, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Have you ever been to Europe before?
Yes, I studied abroad at Cambridge while I was at university, so I've been in the UK. I've traveled a little bit, but never to the extent that I have had a chance to now that I'm in Poland.
Mm-hmm. What exactly have you taught at before?
So in the U.S., I was a high school teacher, so secondary school. I taught English literature, and pretty much a broad spectrum. I taught American literature, world literature, and college-level classes in English. And so I've always, for the past few years, I've always wanted to hone my skills as an educator, and when I got this opportunity to come and teach at the university level, which is something I hope to do down the road back in the U.S. as well, I couldn't say no, and so here I am.
I see. Did you have any general idea on how it would be like in Poland? Like, what would Poland look like?
No, not really. So I only had about a week to decide and pack up my bags and come to Poland. I was actually with a different program in Macedonia, so I didn't really have a chance to process the gravity of this situation, and so I had no expectations, and by that I mean I just didn't have time to really think about what was coming my way. And I'm glad, because it's been a complete and pleasant surprise. The people, the country, and I don't know, just the culture has been such a unique it's been a unique experience, so uh-huh. I'm glad I did not have any idea or picture in mind to compare it to.
I see. How do people you met in Poland differ in attitude than people you met in the United States?
I don't think they differ. I feel like humans are pretty similar throughout the world. Of course, there are stereotypes that get perpetuated about Americans, about Polish people. But overall, I've always felt very welcome here. I've met a lot of amazing colleagues and made some great friends who are Polish nationals, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, I come from Seattle, Washington, or that's where I was most recently in the U.S., and people are always so nice, and that's it's been the same experience here in Poland. It's just a matter of being open to the culture and different ideas and perspectives, and just, diving right into whatever people, invite you to. I've mm-hmm. learned really not to say no to any opportunity and any invitation that I get in Poland. And so, to me, I don't think there's really a difference in when it comes to a human level between people in America and Poland. Of course, culturally, we're very different. There are different cultures, but I feel right at home.
Yeah, that's a good thing to hear. And what about the difference between the students? Because I actually heard a lot of things about the differences between the students in Poland and the USA, about their attitude and about the goals in they want to achieve by teaching. How does it look like for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Students are very different. Teaching in general has been almost day and night between the U.S. and in Poland. That is coming from the fact that I was a secondary school teacher, and now I'm teaching at the university level. Students in the U.S., well, hopefully my students, if they listen to this back in the U.S., won't be offended, but Polish students just have a lot more respect for me as an instructor, and by that I mean there's just a general sense of, okay, if I'm going to tell my students to do something, there won't be any real pushback, which is something that I constantly got in the U.S. They're more willing to, try things that I ask them to do. I bring a very different teaching perspective than what they're used to here in Poland. And so it can be scary. I know I'm a native speaker, and so a lot of my students are come from very different speaking levels into my classroom. And so I've found that they're usually very open, they're very kind, and genuinely interested in the content, which has been a pleasant surprise, because that's not always true in the U.S. If students don't like what you're doing or have some sort of beef with you as a teacher, they're very open about expressing that to your face. In a sense, it's been nice to feel welcome even within the classrooms. Another difference, in terms of just student learning, I've noticed that students here in Poland really follow a very strict classroom structure. In the U.S., I was used to more hands-on activities and more collaboration in the classroom and discussion, which just terrifies Polish students whenever I ask them to speak, which is most of the classes. They're not very willing to do that. At the beginning, that really threw me off, because my students were not willing to talk. But I think now they know what to expect when they come to class. I will not let them not talk. So they do talk, even if it's a mix of English and Polish, and the Polish that I don't understand. But it's been nice.
Do you think they're afraid of talking in English because either they don't have enough preparation to talk in English, or because they might be afraid of talking to English to someone who is a native speaker?
I think it might be a combination of the two. I know I've heard from a lot of my students, as well as my colleagues, that Polish students like to be perfect when they are attempting to speak a language. And so if they don't feel fully confident in doing that, then they are not going to speak up. And so I always try to have them talk to their peers instead of me directly. After they've had that opportunity to speak amongst themselves, then I ask them to talk to me. So that has been helpful to get them a little bit more comfortable in those conversations. But I can imagine it being a little intimidating talking to a native speaker. If I were speaking to learning Polish and speaking to a native Polish speaker, I would be terrified too. But I think I try to be vulnerable in the classroom and tell my students that I'm trying to learn Polish as well, and I make mistakes all the time, and that's the process of learning a language. So it's completely okay to be nervous, and I welcome mistakes in my class. It's a natural and very important part of learning. So hopefully that's something that sticks with my students, and by the end of the year they'll be much, much more comfortable speaking in English with me.
And how does the learning of Polish look for you?
Oh, goodness. It is probably one of the most challenging languages I've ever attempted to study. And I speak quite a few languages, and I've learned languages along the way. But the grammar, I cannot wrap my head around Polish grammar. It blows my mind. I've only learned the basics so far, and I've been in Poland for 5 months now. It's a very interesting language for me to hear and get acquainted to, but I would say the word interesting, and I'll leave it at that. Yes.
What do you enjoy in Poland the most?
That's an interesting question. A lot of things. I think mostly, well, of course, the people, just and the opportunity to be here. And of course, I'm here as a cultural representative. So there's always been a lot of invitations and a lot of people reaching out to me, which has been just so warm and welcoming and of a feeling. But in general, in Poland, what I've seen. So I visit a lot of local schools because the teachers invite me to speak to their students. And every teacher and every student that I've met, they're always just so enthusiastic about and curious about learning about my background. And at the same time, so eager to help out with anything. Like, just randomly, teachers will say, hey, I know this is the first time we've met, but if you need anything, please just let me know. And here's my phone number. Please do reach out. And then they will follow up and actually make an effort to get in touch with me and, like, you know, make me feel like I'm home. So that's been... it's been very, just really nice to have that away from home, especially since I don't really know, like, I don't have friends or family here. And so making those connections and relationships out here has been probably the best and most positive aspect of this experience.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any chance to sightsee around the area, around the Rzeszów?
Yes. Well, so I think I've practically been to all of the sightseeing places in Rzeszów. I've been to Wieńczyc. Is that how you pronounce it? I think that's
Wieńczyc.
Wieńczyc, yes. yeah, and around Poland, I've been to Krakow, or Kraków, Warsaw, and I hope to visit Wrocław, Poznan, and Gdańsk. I've had a lot of opportunities to travel around Europe, which has been amazing because that's not something you can really do when you're in the U.S. So, yeah, it's a beautiful country, and I hope everyone gets a chance and opportunity to experience it.
Mm-hmm. And kind of changing the topic, we talked about the things you enjoy the most in Poland, and is there anything you don't enjoy?
I don't necessarily think I don't enjoy anything. There's, of course, elements of culture shock that takes me by surprise every now and then. So I can share a couple of things that are quite funny, and on a daily basis, I'm just always taken aback. So, for instance, this idea of... I come from Washington State, so West Coast in the United States, where everyone, like, when you're just walking down the street, you just smile mm-hmm. to total strangers, and I've had to really put a break on that here in Poland, because I know it's really weird for people to smile at strangers, so... there have been times where I just look up and I'm smiling to people walking by because I walk a lot, and I just get the most strangest looks. Like, why are you smiling at me? Also, the sense of personal space. I am at grocery stores a lot, and just people being really close to you, which in the U.S. we're like at arm's length distance is the norm, I guess, but... So, I mean, it's silly, but it's, like, just on a day-to-day basis, those little things just, like, you know, oh, gives you pause, and it really forces you to reacquaint yourself to a different setting and culture.
Definitely. Do you have any aim set for your work here in Poland? Like, is there anything you would like to achieve here?
Oh, yeah. I mean... definitely just really improving myself as a teacher. I taught English literature back home, and so teaching the language has been a bit of a challenge, of course, as a native speaker. There are nuances of the language that you don't really think about, and so that has been really nice to be able to improve my skills in that specific part of teaching. I would also like to really get a sense of I feel very blessed and lucky to be in Poland, right, especially this year when there's so much reform going on in the education sector, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm really passionate about education back home as well, and so personal goal by the end of the year is to really just try to do as many anecdotal interviews or personal interviews with local teachers and students to see how that's going to affect them. moving forward, because I know it's a major year when it comes to education and policy change in Poland. And it's been fascinating to see all sorts of perspectives being presented to me. So it's a little bit of a personal, like, academic and professional goal. And then just in general, travel throughout Poland and meet as many Polish people as I can, and eat as many pierogies as I can.
Pierogies. Is that your favorite part of Polish cuisine?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm vegetarian, so it's really the only Polish cuisine that I can have. Yeah. But I love it. I love it. I've successfully reached the 12 pierogies in a sitting. I hope I can eat many, many, many more.
The last question, because I think we are actually running out of time for that one. What's your dream place to study at? Maybe a dream university you would like to teach at?
Oh, wow. A dream. Oh, I already have a master's. And so I guess the next step would be a PhD. I don't know. I think I have more of a dream program, like, or like idea. I don't think I necessarily have a dream university to teach at or to study at.
Generally, any place?
Well, the United States, that is home. But now that I'm learning more about Europe, I would be open to the idea of doing education in maybe like Finland or something. That would be really cool. And I feel like I could say Finland. I feel like their education system is something to be envied. And so, yeah, let's say that, Finland.
Finland. And with that in mind, we're going to finish the interview. Thank you a lot for coming here.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
I dziękujemy wszystkim za wysłuchanie naszego wywiadu.
I zapraszamy na chwilę muzyki.